Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
sit down before we shout.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hosanna. Lord, we love you. We thank you. Let us pray as we enter into our Saturday school lessons on today. Amen. To thank you, God, for another opportunity, amen, to come to the throne room of grace, asking and receiving, knowing that God is able. And if we trust him and trust, amen, God, stands our life, we shall receive, amen, the abundance of blessings standing on God's promises. Father God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Lord, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there is no one greater than you. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this amount of time he's given us, oh God, to come, Lord God, as we enter in on today to receive revelation and knowledge and the wisdom of your word so that we can apply to our daily lives the river life that is upright and pleasing to God. Sight, that we may be able to minister ye one another, amen, that we will teach and preach your word, Lord God, in and out of season, amen, for your word says that men ought to be ready in and out of season, that our words be seasoned with salt, amen, and we just want to say thank you. We come against every unteachable spirit on the line, every hindering spirit, spirit of distraction, spirit of confusion, amen. We come against every spirit of doubt, disbelief, every frightened spirit, familiar spirit, any spirit outside of the Holy Spirit that is operating in us and on this line. We come against it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we declare and declare by faith on today on one accord, hallelujah, that we are delivered and set free, that we are able to receive, if our spirits are open to receive, that every word, every man, every prayer that go forth, that God will answer, that it will take root and manifest in our life and our actions. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word. Say that you loved us first and that you loved us so much, oh God, that you sent your only begotten Son to save us. We thank you, Jesus, for the shed blood on Calvary, the finished work. Before you took your last breath, you said it is finished. And your word said that you gave up the ghost. And we thank you, O God, that we have the resurrection power right now through Christ Jesus and his shed blood, that we just shall decree a thing, and it shall be established in this earth in our lives. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we enter in and we're saved. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome, everyone, to Saturday Sunday. Saturday school lesson. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity at the 12 o'clock hour to receive. Amen. We thank God today. Amen. So we are still studying fasting for breakthrough and deliverance. How many of us need breakthrough in our lives? Deliverance. Amen. To be delivered from whatever it is that's been plaguing our bodies, our minds, our spirit, keeping us in bondage. You know, we need breakthrough on today, Father God. So as we come to learn to be poured into, that we may be able to receive and know how to go about fasting for our breakthrough and for our deliverance, and even for those in our family, those that we love and concerned about. Amen. So today we are steadfasting in our studies. So we're talking about fasting to break the spirits of procrastination, passivity, and slothfulness, and many others as we tread along in our lesson and praying those prayers that have boldness and courage. We're also going to talk about fasting for healing and from infirmity. Amen. And we're going to pray those prayers on today. Amen. If we have an opportunity, we will also talk about fasting for deliverance from bitterness, from anger, and unforgiveness. Amen. What that looks like. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, hallelujah, that we, that man should always be praying. Amen. And there's a time for fast. There is a time for fast. We see it. So we see it many times in the Old and the New Testament that talks about fasting. You are slothfulness gradually prevails over the faithful unless it be corrected. Amen. Jesus knew at an early age that he must be about his Father's business. Some people always dream about tomorrow without ever doing anything today. What you do today will determine whether you will have success tomorrow. Success, y'all, comes as a result of action. Procrastinators are full of excuses. You must eliminate every excuse that stops you from doing what you have been called to do. Moses' excuse was his speech. Jeremiah was his youth. There is no excuse worth stopping your movement towards success in God. See, God's grace is sufficient. We must understand that God's grace is sufficient. Winners don't allow excuses to stop them from winning. You are procrastination and indecision. Let's talk about that. Indecision results in procrastination, compromise, confusion, forgetfulness, and indifference. Indecision is one of the most debilitating problems in life, because life is based on decisions. Indifference is an attitude that causes a person to avoid making decisions. Procrastination is another way of avoiding a decision by just putting it off for a future time. It can also be rooted in the fear of making a decision. Your choices pave the way for success and our failure. A double-minded person has a difficult time making decisions and often changes after making one. This results in wavering and always questioning a decision. Proper decision making, you all, is the result of wisdom and stable personality. Passivity and slothfulness, you all. Some people are too passive and lazy to maintain a successful and victorious life. Successful people are doers of the word of God, according to James 1:22. See, I have often taught on the danger of passivity. Passivity causes listlessness, you all, and lethargy, continued sadness, crying, defeatism, dejection, despair, despondency, discouragement, exorcism, fatigue, gloom, gluttony, grief, guilt, heartache, heartbreak, hopelessness, hurt, hyperactivity, indifference, inner hurts, insomnia, laziness, lethargy, and listlessness, and loneliness, and mourning, negativity, passivity, rejection, self-pity, sorrow, and tiredness. Many times a person fighting passivity will feel like they are in a funk and like they are going nowhere. Passivity immobilizes a person. Passivity results in withdrawal and lethargy. It takes away the natural desire to be aggressive in life. Passive people will not pursue and go after what they need to succeed in life. Passive people will let others do it for them. Slothfulness is a path to you all. Dullness and idleness and indolence to you all. Regard laziness and lethargy, lifelessness and listlessness, and passivity, slothfulness, and sluggishness and tiredness. See, slothfulness is an aversion, you all, to work or exertion. A slothful person has the characteristics of a sloth. A sloth is a slow-moving and stationary animal. Slothfulness will put you in bondage. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. This is what the Bible says in Proverbs 12:24. See, the slugger is entangled. The way of the slugger is painful. The way of the sluggard is overgrown with thorns. It pricks, it lacerates and entangles him. But the way of the righteous plain and raised like a highway, according to Proverbs 15:19. See, slothfulness opens the door of poverty. Slothfulness casts into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger, according to the Bible in Proverbs 19:15. Slothfulness can open you up to death. The desire of the slothful kills him. This is what the Bible says in Proverbs 21:25, for his hands refuse to labor. Slothfulness will cause your life to fall apart. Slothfulness leads to decay. And my Lord, my God, my Lord, my God. The Bible says in Proverbs 24:30-31, I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the men void of understanding, and lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles have covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then Ecclesiastes 10:18 says, the roof being sunk in with slothfulness, and with the idleness of one's hand, the house trips. If we want to experience a full provision of the covenant, you are operating in our lives, then we cannot be slothful and passive. There are pieces to the puzzle that require work. Amen. There are pieces of the puzzle that requires work. We must not be slow to act when God is telling us to move. We are commanded in Romans 12:11 not to be slothful in business, but to be fervent in spirit and to serve the Lord. Amen. Let us pray this prayer. a prayer for boldness and courage. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare, God, your word on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that if we decree a thing in this earth, it shall be. So we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, that we are bold as a lion. We are bold as an actress with confidence by faith in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We have much boldness in Christ Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we have boldness to enter the holy place of the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, grant us the boldness that we may speak forth. Lord, I pray with all prayers and supplication that we may open up our mouth boldly to move known the mysteries of the gospel. Oh, Lord, let us be much more bold to speak the word without fear. Amen. We have great boldness in the faith of Christ Jesus, and we thank him. We come boldly to the throne room of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we boldly say the Lord is our helper, and we will not fear what men can do. Amen. We are boldness in the day of judgment because he is, hallelujah, is with us. So we are in this world. Amen. Let us let men see us and see our boldness and know that we have been with Jesus Christ. Let us be filled with the Holy Ghost that we may speak the word of God with boldness. We will wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Amen. And he will strengthen our hearts. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak with boldness on today. Amen. Hallelujah. We will be strong and courageous. Amen. We will not be afraid of the Lord. Hallelujah. Is with us. And wherever we go, we know that the Lord our God is with us. He that go before us. Amen. Hallelujah. We will be courageous to keep and do all that God has called us to do, that God has told us to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank him. We will deal courageously. Amen. And the Lord will be with us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's talk about fasting for healing and from infirmity. The Bible says in Isaiah 58:8, the Bible says, then your light shall break forth as the morning, and your healing shall spring forth quickly, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your reward. That is Isaiah 58:8. Fasting, you all will break the power of sickness and infirmity and release healing into your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 58:5-6. Amen. 8. Many believers struggle with sickness such as cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, sinus problems, chronic pain. These spirits of infirmity are often generational. Fasting helps eliminate chronic sickness and diseases. See, God has promised that our help will spring forth speedily. According to Isaiah 58:8, you will be healed when you face, but better yet, fasting can also serve as a preventive medicine. The Bible says the word of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Amen. Your rear guard. In other words, sickness can't sneak up on you. God has your back. While everyone else is getting coronavirus and Delta, you will be healthy. While it is said that there is no cure for the common, hallelujah, even cold, you will sail through cold seasons with not so much as one symptom, no sniffle or cough. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us pray healing right now and help, amen, to our bodies, amen, and strength to our bones. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we come standing and believing on today in Jesus Christ's mighty name, according to Psalm 118:7, that I will live, we will live and not die, and we will proclaim the name of the Lord our God in the land of the living. Lord, hallelujah, you heal us in all of our diseases, and we thank you. Amen. Oh, Lord, heal us, oh God, according to Jeremiah 17:14. Heal, oh Lord, and we shall be healed. Amen. Jesus, arise over our life right now. We're healing in your wings. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we prosper and walk in him, even as our soul prospers. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Jesus carried our sickness and infirmities away, and we are delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ from every sickness known and unknown to man, and every infirmity and affliction, hallelujah, in our bodies. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cancel all spirits of infirmity, hallelujah, that would attack our bodies. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break and rebuke and cancel all and any spirit of cancer that would attempt to extend itself in our lungs, our bones, our breast, our throat, our back, our spine, our liver, our stomach, our kidneys, our pancreas, our skin, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we rebuke and cancel our spirits causing diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, leukemia, blood disease, hallelujah, breathing problems, arthritis, lupus, Alzheimer's, insomnia right now, sciatic pain and discomfort, nerve damage, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we speak healing and strength to our bones, muscle, joints, organs, head, eyes, throat, glands, blood,
marrow, lungs, kidneys, liver, spleen, spine, pancreas, eye, bladder, ears, nose, sinuses, mouth, tongue, and feet. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we loose ourselves from all heart attacks rooted in fear, and we command our spirits of fear to leave us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we loose ourselves from all cancer rooted in bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, and slander of the tongue, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We loose ourselves from lupus rooted in self-rejection, self-hatred, and guilt, and we cast these spirits out in the name of Jesus Christ. And those in our family, we loose ourselves and those in our family from multiple cirrhosis rooted in self-hatred, guilt, and rejection. Hallelujah, from the Father, we cast these spirits out in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose ourselves from rheumatoid arthritis that is rooted in self-hatred and low self-esteem, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We loose ourselves from high cholesterol that is rooted in anger and hostility, and command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We loose ourselves from all sinus problems rooted in fear and anxiety, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We loose ourselves from high blood pressure rooted in fear and anxiety, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We loose ourselves from asthma rooted in fear concerning relationships in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We loose ourselves from a weakened immune system that is rooted in a broken spirit, a broken heart, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We loose ourselves from all strokes rooted in self-rejection, self-bitterness, and self-hatred, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We loose ourselves from all bone diseases rooted in envy and jealousy, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, forgive us, oh God. Forgive us for allowing any fear, guilt, self-rejection, self-hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, sin, pride, or rebellion to open the door to any sickness and infirmity. We renounce these things right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare our faith in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his name that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. If you receive that prayer today by faith, may it be done unto you. Hallelujah. And those in your household, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. That is enough today. Amen. I have received it all. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, hallelujah. I thank God for everyone. If you have any questions or comments at this time, we open up the lines to you right now. If you press 1, we want to answer any question or anything that's just on your heart right now concerning the lesson on today. Amen. If you have any comment or any question, please press 1 at this time. We'll open up your line. It is a time for discussion at this time. Press 1. Amen. Amen. Don't wait till you get off the call and say, I should have asked this question or I should have gave this comment. We want to hear from you. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the time. This is the time to do so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Just giving everybody some time now to make a decision if there's a question you have or comment you want to give on today. Amen. We kind of moved swiftly through that lesson and prayer, amen, and receiving it, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare we will not be defeated. We will not be defeated. We will not stagger alone and waver in our faith. You know, we will quickly answer when God calls us to do what God has called us to do it, and not make every excuse why God can't use us. Oh, it ain't me. No, that ain't for me. Not right now, Father. Oh, maybe later when I get a little bit older, maybe after I do this, but answering speedily when God calls us to do something, amen, with no doubt, amen, and walking into it and receiving the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. Amen. It's my prayer that I'll be delivered. And as God calls you on the fast, that you will be obedient. And when you get weak in it, that you will ask God for God's strength, that you operate in the strength of the Holy Spirit that God is sending us. And those that are saved, amen, receive Christ, we receive the Holy Spirit. For Jesus said, I will send the one, the comforter, amen, that will guide you and bring back to remembrance his word. Amen. Amen. So we just thank God. So no one has any
questions and comments at this time, you all. We're going to go ahead and wrap up today. At this time, I am kind of dealing with some things in the body, but I decree and declare today that I am healed, delivered, and set free. We're going to come back here on next Saturday, and hopefully, you know, I know sometimes we get busy and Saturday, the time gets away. Maybe we'll have more people here. I thank Sister Billy for being on today with me here in our Saturday lessons. I know Saturdays are people get out and get busy and forget about the 12 o'clock, but I pray that many more will be able to come on and be on during our Saturday lessons. If you missed anything in the Saturday lesson or last weekend, you can always go back. But everything that we do on this line is archived. That means it is logged and saved so that you can always go back and listen to it. Amen. For we know the Word of God is omnipotent, omnipresent. Next Saturday, we will continue on in our lead lesson of fasting for breakthrough and deliverance. And we're going to talk about, as I said earlier, we're going to cover today, but I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up today. We're going to come back in and talk a little bit about fasting for deliverance from bitterness, anger, and unforgiveness. You know, a lot of us are dealing with that, and we say we forgive, but our mouth actions show otherwise, and we have to forgive. We have been commanded to love you one another, and how can you love someone if you do not render forgiveness? And the Bible says that we cannot be forgiven unless we forgive. Wholeheartedly, we have to forgive. We have been commanded. And if we want to be forgiven, I don't care what has been done and said, we have to render forgiveness so that we can receive forgiveness. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless everyone today that took your time out to be here on today. God bless you. God keep you. I love you. God loves you more. Remember, the devil is defeated and Jesus is Lord. Amen. I pray that you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. If you have not done so, I pray on today that you do so and believe. Amen. So shall you receive. God bless you all. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. We'll be right back here on next Saturday, same time, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time. We have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Don't let nothing or anything in this world keep you from what God has for you and has for you to do. It is imperative for your life and even those in your family. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and love you. God loves you more. And guess what? It ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. God bless you. Again, thank you all. You enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all.